Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
The Bible talks about the sons of Issachar in the Bible who were able to discern the times. And with so much going on in our culture, sometimes we get confused about what's going on. We tend to get our news and information from ungodly sources. A lot of Christians kind of over-spiritualize things, and sometimes they don't have a lot of credibility. Well, my guest today has a lot of credibility and has great insight. Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and thank you for listening to the Strang Report today. My guest is Fred Markert. You probably have heard of him. He's one of the leaders in YWAM, which is Youth with a Mission. In fact, he's one of their top leaders, and he goes into the most unbelievable parts of the world and has his entire career and has taken the gospel into places that we can't even really talk about because it's so secret. But in the process, he has become a real expert in being able to understand what's going on in the culture. And in this interview that I did with him recently when I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, he talks about how there are good and bad things going on in the culture, how we have to discern them, and what God is doing. So listen to this podcast with Fred Markert to understand what is going on.
Fred Markert, you have been involved in missions your entire life, and you have trained many, many young people and been to many parts of the world and seen many cultures and have become an observer of what's going on in the culture, so much so that churches and even some universities bring you in to lecture. So what can you tell me and my listeners about what you see happening in contemporary America?
Yeah. Well, Steve, it's really two things are happening, and we have to be mature enough to embrace both. There's a lot of good happening and a lot of bad happening. Generally speaking, on the right side of the political fence, people look at the good and highlight that and don't necessarily look at some of the negative trends. On the left, they tend to focus on the negative trends and can't see some of the good. And that divide is really hurting us as a nation. We need to be mature enough to say there's always good and bad, and actually that there are no real solutions to some of our problems. There's trade-offs that have to come through compromise. And we've lost that ability to compromise, really, politically, especially in our country. And the polarization that's happening really distresses me. Even the projected trends of how that's going to go isn't very encouraging. It just looks like more and more polarization is in the future in our country. That's probably the greatest concern I have. So I believe as the church, we have a big role to play in that because we teach values of love, compassion, unity, reaching out to our fellow man, tolerance, you know. And so I believe this is the best time for the church to rise up here in America, actually.
So what does the church need to do? How can we get it started? How can we do something ourselves to try to change this?
Mm-hmm. There's a great sociologist named Jonathan Haidt at NYU up in New York City. And he has a book, an awesome book called The Righteous Mind, where, and he's not a believer, but he really understands kind of how societies work. And he talks about the moral matrix, where there are five values that people hold to varying degrees that really are the moral foundations of your country. The value of care versus harm, fairness versus cheating, loyalty versus betrayal, authority versus subversion, and sanctity versus degradation. And on the political left, and non-believers tend to focus on two of those five values. They focus on the care and the fairness. So they have great compassion for the underdog, whether it's the underdog in our society or the underdog, the immigrants they see that want to flood across the border. They put great emphasis on the care and the fairness and equality. So They see people who maybe aren't doing as well as others in the society, and they really just burn with emotional passion for fairness. So they have a two-legged moral matrix, right, out of the five. What happens with the church, we tend to, in America especially, really emphasize the loyalty, authority, and sanctity three legs. So things like membership in churches, things like the loyalty to our own country, patriotism, things like sanctity, holiness matter to us. And though we do have the other two elements in our moral matrix of care and fairness, generally, that isn't preached as much from the podium as issues that have to do more with the loyalty, authority, and sanctity issue. So what we can do first off in our pulpits is really make sure our messages that we're communicating really have those five elements in it. Not only holiness, sanctity, you know, God's moral laws, but also respect for the governing authorities, you know, talk about the proper role of authority, like Romans 13, loyalty, community, you know, our greater community outside the church, you know, our city, our country, you know, but also talk about fairness, but not so much equality of outcome as equality of opportunity, really looking for practical ways we can help raise people up to have more opportunities. The church I go to, Church of the Highlands in Birmingham, Alabama, we're very involved in the more underdeveloped parts of our city in helping people in productive ways, not just giving out charity, but helping empower people to rise above their circumstances. We serve tens of thousands every year in the worst parts of our city, with after-school programs, with help for single moms, Dream Center, Christ Health Center, providing medical, dental care. And so that is really where the church needs to go into America. We need to really address some of the fairness and care issues more, I think, in our society.
Wasn't that rich? Didn't that help you understand? Now help me get it out by sharing this with others, putting it on social media. Maybe you'll want to listen to it again. I just so appreciate Fred Markert taking time to talk to me, and I appreciate you taking time to listen, and I hope that you learned something from this episode of The Strang Report. Thank you for listening. Tune in tomorrow for another episode on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.